And they too, ain't you? Monday night, I'll be Shlomo Weisbach.
Okay. Right. That's about a quick sequence we said yesterday. So yesterday we spoke about Maariv. Just trying to think what we started on here. Right, so different some shoes say Shia Maariv, some say Rurachum, different things. The thing is, once a person says Baruch Hu in Maariv, that is like starting Be'emsa Peret. That's like after Yitzhar. I always wonder about it. Let's say someone goes to the toilet first of all before Maariv. And it comes out, comes back in, and the shul are up to Baruch. So answer to Baruch with them. Can you say Asher Yotza now? Or is it like now in the middle? It's like in the middle of Emsa Perek. So the nice, the poskim said, I saw someone quote Shem Rav Yashar like you can. But so over Shabbos, that's what someone quote, you can't. Pashas, you can't. I think it's a mistake of the first one. Pashas, you can't say Asher Yotza because it's like in the middle of the Perek. So you have to wait Lav Shemen Esra before you say Asher Yotza. That's what you have to do. So we said also someone comes late to Maariv, yes, let's say for example. So someone comes late, so he's got no option of davening later. So we said that if he can start where he's up to in Maariv and catch up with the Tzibur before they get to Shemoneh Esrei, then he's allowed to do that. But let's say he's too late, he can't do that. He hasn't got enough time. He's coming in the middle of MS Memorial, so he hasn't got enough time to do that. So we said that what he does, interesting halacha, he does, he starts Shemoneh Esrei with them, and after Shemoneh Esrei, he says Birchas Krishma. That's what you do, yeah? So you start off Shemoneh Esrei with everyone else, and afterwards, then you say Birchas Krishma. Baruch Hashem, I mean, the question whether you make it up afterwards. So the Mishnah Berurah's ruling is that you make it up, but you don't end off with a bracha. You leave out the bracha of the thing. Then we finished off yesterday, very interesting thing, with can you say Baruch Hu after davening? So someone's come late for shul, for Maariv, and he wants to know now, can he say Baruch Hu after Maariv? Because he's missed out Baruch Hu, he's got everything else, he's missed out Maariv. I forgot to bring the Darkei Tshuva here, the Darkei Tshuva, but the Maaseh did see, I asked someone today actually, possibly, that's a Siman and Siman Samach Tes. Siman Samach Tes. It says there that I'll read out what he says over here from the Radfaz. The Mishnah Berurah is there in Siman Samach Tes. The Mishnah Berurah says, La Achashikvai Spalla Yachash Ben Esra. Once he's already done Shemoneh Esra, Bein Meshachas Bein Arabis, the Shisra Radfaz of the Ime, according to the Radfaz, Poka Mine Chavis Borgs. He has got no obligation to say Borgs. In fact, he shouldn't say it. He shall not say Baruch Hu. And therefore, according to this, once you dab a Maariv, then you shall not say Baruch Hu. He just carries on. But the Das HaRizal, the HaRizal says one can always say Baruch Hu. So it could be, I don't know how it works, it could be here that Ramal writes the Minig is not to.
Yeah, but that guy has not done a Maariv yet.
Which guy?
You just said the one who starts with Shemoneh Esrei.
Yeah. So he's better off, Taka. That could be better. That guy who's not done Maariv yet, means he came too late, and he has not done Maariv yet, so he started Shemoneh Esrei with everyone else. That could be better. The Darke Moshe is much, but in that case, you could say Baruch Hu. Because he's going to say Birchas Krishma afterwards. But I'm talking about someone who came slightly late, he just missed Baruch Hu, and afterwards he wants to make up Shemoneh Esrei, he wants to make up Baruch Hu afterwards. That is the Chayyot Sabar. In fact, I was telling someone to say something, I must say, I remember when I was a kid, there was a big Talmud Chacham I remember in Shul, and I remember that he came late to Shul once, and I remember him, he did Baruch Hu, but he was makbid to say Birchas Krishma afterwards. He hadn't said the thing. I just tell you that Arizal says you can always say it. In Eretz Yisrael, it looks like they're knowing that Arizal. And therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, they say Baruch Hu anytime, yeah? Here, it looks like the meaning is like the Radvaz. So, where it's come from, someone, I phoned up someone, I asked someone to shy today, someone said to me, I should phone a certain person because he knows he was in this Indian. So, I phoned him up, he said to me, he thinks the whole thing came about, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and they hear Baruch there, so they think that once you say Baruch, and they're sorry, you say Baruch as well. I'm not sure. I thought I remember, because I remember as a kid also this. I remember also this happening. People saying Ma'ariv. I remember someone telling me then at the time, I never understood why, and someone said, it's not posher to say Baruch at the end of the davening. Because they took on like Arizal, they got a couple of Arizal. Yeah, yeah, they took on like the Arizal. So the Arizal says you can do it. So Baruch, yeah, Friday night, also some people do it. Some shuls do it, especially the Moshe Malchassin, they do it on Friday night. Why that's different, I don't know, Moshe. Good question, I don't know.
All
shuls,
no?
No. Ashtar does it. Well, here they do it, yeah, here they do it. Yeah, the Hasidim do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it, Moshe, I couldn't do it?
Yes.
So that was what we left off, very interesting, okay? But I forgot to end off yesterday with another interesting halacha. I don't know what's on my papers over here. Is what is, well, how long have you got to daven Ma'ariv till? What is the soft man of davening Ma'ariv? So, first of all, Mitzvah Krishma, normally the halacha is, by the stop, the Mitzvah Krishma at night time is l'chatchilat l'chatzos. Which, what time is l'chatzos, do you know?
1:12.
Yeah, that's around about 1:15. It's around 1:20 or so, yes, you got to, it's around 1:12, whatever. That means l'chatchilat, you should be daven Ma'ariv before l'chatzos to be the Mitzvah Krishma. The person didn't, he's got to Amar HaShachar. Well, let's talk about Krishma first of all. Krishma itself, if someone did not say Krishma before Chatzos, he's got B'di'evet till Amud HaShachar. If it was an oinus, an accident happened, he was very busy, got mamish torah, he's got till Netzachama actually. Maybe a chiddush actually. You could daven Ma'ariv, not Ma'ariv, you can say Krishma shall arvis till Netzachama. For Ma'ariv. Because the person next to you could actually be saying Shema for Shachris at that time. It's a special kura. What about davening Shemin Esra and everything? After Amar HaShachar, there's no Birkas Hashkiveinu. You don't say Hashkiveinu. There's no Tefillah Shemin Esra after Amar HaShachar. And there's no Baruch Hashem Olam Amen. So you have to miss out quite a few brachos after Amar HaShachar. Huh? Not much left to say. So I'm saying it's very ideally one shouldn't do this actually. In fact, I saw now, I had this once in Eretz Yisrael. I came, I arrived in Eretz Yisrael quite late. I was a shy that someone told me I can get a minion in a certain place there, but it's after Chatzos. Oh, the question was done by Yechidus before Chatzos. I think the possible say it's better done by Yechidus before Chatzos than done after Chatzos. So that is Hilchos Ma'ariv. That's Tefillas Mincha. Let's go to Tefillas Mincha a little bit.
Yeah,
from Amar HaShachar, after Amar HaShachar. After Amar HaShachar. So again, after Amar HaShachar, if someone didn't, he's got to Amar HaShachar. If someone was an oinus, he's got to Lezachama. But if you daven after Amar HaShachar, so there's no Birkas Hashkiveinu, there's no Tefillah Shemoneh Esra, and there's no Baruch Hashem and Olam Amen. So you've got a very short Ma'ariv. Very short. The passage, what you have to do is you have to say twice Shachar, for you daven Shachar, you daven twice Shemoneh Esra. You missed out Shemoneh Esra for Ma'ariv. Right. Next one, Helchus Mincha. So let me just start with the Hakdama. What Avraham says in the Siman Reish Lamed Beis, why is it called Mincha? Mincha means a meal offering. Very interesting question, actually. Why I call it Mincha? Even Shom Shekarvanu Mincha, if you think they offer the Korban Mincha together with the Korban Thomas from Ben Abai, in Shach has also stated that. Why is it called Mincha? So he says an interesting answer to the Mokan Avraham. He brings some Tosis that Kimon Shelio Novi Nene B'Shah Sakrovas HaMincha. Look at that. Elio Novi was answered with the Nevei HaBal when it came to they were offering up the Korban Mincha. So Mele was a man Mesugel Mincha, and therefore they called it Mincha. Very interesting. And others say that the Ramban says that the reason why it's called Mincha is Shemincha Loshen Menuchas HaShemesh. It's the sun setting down. That's what we call it. That's what we call it, Mincha. All right, either reason. So normal Mincha is Ashrei, Shemoneh Esra, Tachnun Aleinu. That is a normal tefillah of Mincha. Yeah.
Some Jews say some don't.
What?
Some I know that they don't say Tachnun.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true. Yeah, it's right. Right. Well, it's good. Now, the question is, what about if someone comes late? So the first thing to miss out is if someone's late is Ashrei. I mean, so if they come in, you start up to Shemoneh Esra, and the mice, they just start to Shemoneh Esra, and you come in late, rather leave Ashrei. The Ikka is to done with Shemoneh Esra, everyone together. So, if that's what it means, you have to miss out Ashrei, and then you say Ashrei after davening. But Lamaisa, you start Shemoneh Esra with everyone else. That's the important thing. Start Shemoneh Esra with everyone at the same time.
What about
if there's no minion when you say Ashrei, That means, let's say there's nine people there, but people can't wait. So they start Ashrei without a minyan. And they finish Ashrei, there's only nine people. There's no Kaddish. If all of a sudden extra people come, then you have to say either not a kapitel to Tehillim, or you can say, oh, Ashrei is a long one, you can say a small kapitel of Tehillim, or you can say three psukim of Tehillim, and then you can say Chatzi Kaddish after that. Yeah, you have to have 10 people there for a mizmor of Tehillim, or at least three psukim of Tehillim, in order to be able to say it. Also, it's a good thing, so many people are meant to say the Parsha Tomin, Pitam Akhtarius, before Ashrei is Mishnah Berurah, yeah? Okay, that's a big question now, about how long have you got to the Mincha Till? Why is the latest time you can daven Mincha Till? So we know, let's start from the beginning actually, when is the earliest time you can daven Mincha? So, this, if look at the calendar, but the calendar writes Mincha Gedoyla and Mincha Katana, most calendars I think, as far as I remember. I haven't got a calendar on me. Right, so Mincha Gedoyla is 5 to 2, she says. That is the earliest time you could daven Mincha, but that is not the preferable time. Does anyone know why not? Why is not the best time to have a mincha at 5 to 2? What? The carbon tomit. What was, normally, when you bring the carbon tomish Rebbein Habayim, which is the mincha carbon, once you bring that, the mizbeah closes. You can't bring any carbonos after the carbon tomish Rebbein Habayim. So practically speaking, it wasn't a very good idea to bring the carbon tomish Rebbein Habayim so early. Because if you do, you close off people bringing carbon anymore. It makes more sense to make the carbon tomish Rebbein Habayim much later. So therefore, they never normally were makriv by Mincha Gedoyla. Sometimes they were paced out for it. At certain times, they were rushed for time, they were allowed to do it. But generally speaking, the carbon tomish Rebbein Habayim was never offered up so early. So therefore, it's better lechatchila if one can't daven mincha later. If, however, it's more convenient for people, which very often is, someone's working, for example, he's got a lunch break, so it's much more convenient for a person.
Now there's no common tomit, what's the difference between making $5.52 or $5.06?
Because it's connected to the common tomit. You're davening mincha.
You can bring it from that time.
Yeah.
So we don't know if the
compound
was bought at 4 o'clock or 6:35.
No, they probably made it later. They probably bought it on Mincha Katana.
Any time between
them? Yeah, but they want to make it as near as possible. Probably on Mincha Katana probably was the time they bought it.
Not after the
Shkia. No, Shkia definitely not, because you couldn't bring Zerud down after Shkia. You can't be Zerud down after Shkia, so it definitely wasn't bought. What?
According to you, what's the
hetzer
to
daven
after
Shkia Mincha? Alright, because that says for the
korban.
It's connected
with the korban. So, according to what you say now, if somebody comes to Mincha, he comes there,
he can't shmelesser
with them. He can't
say
korbanos after Mincha.
It's a bit funny, the Meisner, but the Meisner people do it. It's not a zeicha, it's not mamish ma'akev, it's a zeicha for the korban topic. It's a zeicha, yeah. So the Mincha Katana is the ideal time. I'm saying, Rabbi Yisrael, be very careful, because for a lot of people, it's much more convenient to daven at Mincha Gedoyla, and if they don't daven at Mincha Gedoyla, they won't daven at all. It's very possible they won't daven. So therefore, there's nothing wrong. If someone finds it for reasons for himself, he finds it more convenient to daven at Mincha Gedoyla, he should daven at Mincha Gedoyla without any problem at all. That's what he should do. So that's Mincha Gedoyla. Then, the question is now, how far does one go, how long have you got for a mincha? I must tell you, in the Shulchan Aruch itself, it's quite clear that you've got quite a long time for mincha, actually. Reish Lam Gimel, Mishnah Berurah is a Sivkot and Yudalit. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says, if you go to Rabbanon, you can daven mincha ad halayla. You can daven mincha tonight. Rosh Hashanah says. On that, Mishnah Berurah says, Adalaila, Roitz Loima Bein HaShmoshes. Mishnah Berurah already narrows it down, and he says it means to Bein HaShmoshes. Okay, so Bein HaShmoshes, proper Bein HaShmoshes that we've got, is really about a quarter of an hour before Nacht. So that is, strictly speaking, according to Shulchan Aruch, one could really daven mincha till about a quarter of an hour before Nacht. The problem is that Mishnah Berurah made a whole mapecha here, and Mishnah Berurah says over here, he says, I'll say something. Mr. Brewer says, Da. I must read like Mr. Rebate to Mr. Brewer. Mr. Brewer says, Da, you should know. Asham Machab of Ramah, Master the Don, the Legend of Swarm, Marib, Akhat Sechavim. According to us, so we dumb a Marib after Nacht. That means you can have Mincha till Normal's Nacht. So that means, according to us, Mutsa de Spal and Mincha, Fila Achashkia, at Sobel Sechavim. You could read Dumb Mincha during sunset time till near enough Nacht. That's what it says. That's what should come out. Yes, Poskim Rabbi Mishacholim. However, many Poskim disagree with this, and they hold Shetzvedes HaMincha was till before Shkia. This whole chumra of not davening Mincha after Shkia actually comes from Mishabur. Actually, Mishabur says many Poskim hold like this, that one should not daven. So, Moshe, what time Shkia now? So, Moshe, it's about quarter to ten, I think. Yeah. According to that, they hold that a cut-off point for davening Mincha is a quarter to ten. Somewhere around there. According to the other shitters, you could nachas, let's say 10 to 11, you could daven mincha to about 9:30. It's a big difference. What, Moshe?
Then times nachas tonight is 10:54.
Right, so you could daven quite a long time later. That's going to be matter. So some people try to have like the Mishavura, and they try, if you can, to get before Shkia. Mishavura himself says, though.
Is that the Kabbalah again?
Same like, problem, yeah, same thing. Mishavura himself says, though, that if someone got delayed, Mishavura says, with Eved Yochol Lismok Al Das Hamakin Nispal Achashkia Ad Reba Shoka Yitzchakovim. But the Eved, if someone got delayed, he can daven Mincha till quarter of an hour before Yitzchakovim. It's very late. About 10:30.
15 minutes or
probably shorter than that. He says Reba Shoka. It probably means about that time. So it's quite a bit cool, actually, yeah? But the mice they bring from Mishabru, he says, it's better to daven be yechid before Shkia than to have a minion afterwards. But the mice, I think many people don't do this. Okay, that's a side point, yeah? A side point of where you got to daven mincha till. Now, the question is, what happens, this is an interesting halacha this, is someone's running very, people are running very late. Okay, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch case. The Shulchan Aruch case is an Islamic base. And Sif Aleph is in a short chukah. Someone's very pressed for time. He's very short time for mincha. So now you want to make a halacha Shemen Esra. You're allowed to cut out the sign of Shemen Esra. Now, first of all, okay, let's just see what it says. Shulchan Aruch says you spell the belachash, so you daven quietly. So Mishmur says that a chazan starts off the Shemen Esra loud. There's a question: what does the tzibur do? So Mishabura brings down that some people hold, if you're very tired of time, you should start with the chazan as well. He said, Tzibur start with the chazan, and they daven Shemone Esra with him loud. He starts off loud, Baruch Atah Hashem, loud all the way through to Lakel HaKadosh with Kedusha. According to the option number one, if you're very pressed for time, what you should do is everyone in the minyan starts with the chazan. Mila b'mila, word for word with him, till Lakel HaKadosh. Mishabura says, if possible, if you can have one person there who can answer amen to the bracha, means he doesn't join with them, that's best. But if you can't manage that, you're very pressed for time, no matter what pressed for time, we'll come to that in a minute, what means pressed for time, then you should start with the chazan, mila b'mila. If you've got a bit more time, you haven't got time to do a signed Shemone Esra and a large Shemone Esra, then everyone should be quiet, the chazan starts loud, Shemone Esra, only by himself till Kedah Kodesh. Everyone's quiet, just answers the Amen and Kedush and everything. And after Kedah Kodesh, everyone starts their Sinai Shemone Esra. Now, what's it called press for time? So press for time might be the time when the clock is coming very much. Either it's coming to Shkia, you want to get before Shkia, or it's coming to a quarter of an hour before Nach, you want to catch it. That's one time. I was thinking, who I did, let's say someone's traveling in the airport. The mice is very busy there. It's too long to do a whole Shemone Esra. You've got 10 people who want to make a minyan there. They've got a small corner they can go to. So the horror there, it's very hard to do a science Shemone Esra and a loud Shemone Esra. It could be, in such a case there, one's allowed to do this loud Shemone Esra straight away. But it's not Lechat Chila. It's mamish not Lechat Chila. It's very busy, every Shemone Esra.
Which loud Shemone Esra? Together with the Shemone Esra? Or let him say and then we stay
out? I'm saying, again, if you're very limited, the best in this situation is to let the chazan start loud himself, and everyone's quiet, just listening to him, and then when he gets to the Kedah Kodesh, everyone starts himself. If time is very short, and you haven't got time to do that, so everyone starts together. So you have to know, if you've got time in the airport, you have to know what's going on. If you, friends, how restricted you are in time. But that makes a big nafkum in there. What's going to happen, where you should start with him, yeah? That is, what do you call it, short of time.
What about Shabbos? If a chazan is really about to start on and the people are not there, but they have to
fall in the room. I've got a minyan, If you can't start, there's not much to do. The apostolic advice is quite clear, though, that this tefillah is only the Shasat Chak. It's not an option to do regularly. One should zecher not do this lechatchila. This mincha katzara one should not do. All right, so we're going to stop there. What? Why do yeshivas do it? Why? I had a kasha.